Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Post Holdings. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and dig into the nitty-gritty of a solid consumer goods player, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down Post Holdings, a company that's been a staple in the food and beverage space for years. Let's dive into what makes this company tick, check out some recent developments, and run through a full SWOT analysis to see if it's a worthy addition to your portfolio. First, let's set the stage. Post Holdings isn't a household name like some tech giants, but if you've ever grabbed a box of cereal or a protein shake, you've likely interacted with their products. They operate in the consumer packaged goods industry, focusing on segments like cereal, pet food, and food service. With a sizable market cap and a presence in multiple categories, they're a diversified player in a competitive sector. Their operations span across regions, and they've got a workforce that's been pushing innovation in food products while navigating some tricky market dynamics. Now let's touch on some recent buzz. From the latest news, it's clear Post Holdings has been making waves with strategic moves, particularly in their pet food segment, which seems to be a growth driver. There's also chatter about challenges in their food service business due to softer restaurant traffic, a trend worth keeping an eye on. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Over the past year, it's been holding its ground compared to broader industry trends, though shorter-term fluctuations suggest some volatility. The sector itself has had its ups and downs, and Post is navigating that landscape with a mix of resilience and hurdles. So what does this all mean for long-term investors like you? Let's break it down with a detailed SWOT analysis to uncover the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats facing Post Holdings. Strengths. All right, let's start with the good stuff. Post Holdings has a diversified portfolio that's a big plus. They're not just a one-trick pony. They've got their hands in cereal, pet food, and food service, which spreads out risk. If one segment stumbles, others can pick up the slack. Financially, they're showing some solid numbers. From the latest income statement, revenue has been strong, with consistent gross profit margins that suggest they're managing costs well. The recent earnings call for Q1 2025 highlighted consolidated net sales hitting $2 billion, impressive for a company in this space. Their return on equity is looking healthy, indicating they're using shareholder money efficiently to generate profits. This is the kind of metric that gets long-term investors excited because it shows the company knows how to create value. Another feather in their cap is their geographic and product segment revenue diversity. Data shows they're pulling in sales from multiple regions and categories, which cushions them against localized downturns or single product flops. Lastly, their operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers are encouraging. Positive free cash flow means they've got room to reinvest in growth or return value to shareholders through dividends, which, by the way, they're already paying at a decent yield. Weaknesses. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Post Holdings isn't perfect. One glaring issue is their debt load. The debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, and while they're managing it for now, it's something to watch. Too much debt can weigh down a company if interest rates spike or cash flow tightens. Their food service segment, as mentioned in the latest earnings call, is under pressure. Restaurant traffic isn't what it used to be, and that's hitting a chunk of their revenue. For a long-term investor, this raises questions about how quickly they can pivot if this trend drags on. Looking at valuation metrics, their price-to-earnings ratio isn't exactly screaming undervalued. Compared to the industry average, it's a bit steep, which might mean the stock is priced for perfection. If they miss a beat, the market might not be forgiving. Also, their quick ratio and current ratio suggest liquidity isn't as robust as you'd like. If short-term obligations pile up, they might have to scramble, and that's not a position you want a company to be in. Lastly, while net income is positive, the growth rate isn't setting the world on fire. Slowing growth in a competitive industry can be a red flag for long-term potential if they don't innovate or capture more market share. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel Post Holdings forward. The pet food segment is a goldmine right now, and they're already capitalizing on it. The earnings call emphasized growth here, and with pet ownership trends still strong, this could be a major driver for years to come. Innovation is another big opportunity. If they keep investing in new products or healthier food options, think plant-based or organic, they could tap into shifting consumer preferences. Their capital expenditure numbers show they're putting money into property and equipment, which could signal new projects or efficiency gains down the line. Geographically, there's room to expand. While they've got a decent footprint, pushing harder into emerging markets could unlock new revenue streams. The data on regional sales shows they're not overly reliant on one area, so scaling internationally might be a smart play. Forward-looking valuation metrics are also intriguing. The forward PE ratio suggests analysts expect earnings to grow, and if they hit those estimates, the stock could look more attractive over time. This is something to monitor for medium-term upside. Finally, the broader industry is seeing consolidation. If Post Holdings plays its cards right, if strategic acquisitions could bolster their portfolio and give them an edge over smaller competitors. They've got the cash flow to make moves, so keep an eye on any M&A rumors. Threats. On the flip side, there are some storm clouds to watch out for. The consumer goods sector is brutally competitive, and Post Holdings is up against giants with deeper pockets. If they can't differentiate their products, they risk losing shelf space and market share. Economic headwinds are another concern. Inflation and changing consumer spending habits could squeeze margins, especially in their food service segment, which is already struggling. If restaurant traffic doesn't rebound, that's a persistent drag on performance. Regulatory risks can't be ignored either. The food industry faces scrutiny over health, labeling, and sustainability. Any misstep here could lead to fines or reputational damage, both of which hurt long-term value. Their higher debt levels also expose them to interest rate risks. If rates climb, servicing that debt gets pricier, eating into profits. This is a macro concern, but it's very real for a company with their balance sheet. Lastly, short-term volatility in the stock and sector performance data shows they're not immune to market swings. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal breaker, but it means you've got to stomach some ups and downs along the way. So, where does this leave us with Post Holdings? Let's wrap this up with a clear picture for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a diversified business, solid financials in key areas, and growth potential in segments like pet food. On the other, debt concerns, valuation questions, and competitive pressures aren't going away anytime soon. For me, this stock sits in a watch closely category. If they can manage their debt and capitalize on growth areas like pet food while navigating food service challenges, there's upside here. But it's not a slam dunk. There are risks that could derail the story if macro conditions worsen. As always, think about how this fits into your broader portfolio strategy. Post Holdings offers stability through diversification, but you'll need to weigh that against the debt and sector risks. Keep digging into their quarterly results and strategic moves, especially around innovation and acquisitions. And hey, stick with us at MarketSnap for more deep dives like this. We've got daily stock market summaries and detailed stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Post Holdings in the comments. Do you see it as a buy, hold, or pass? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.